"Had enough?" he panted. "You infernal bully," I cried, as I gathered myself together. Then and there we should have tried the thing out, for he was effervescing with fight. But fortunately I was rescued from an odious situation. A policeman was beside us, his notebook in his hand.
"What's all this? You ought to be ashamed," said the policeman.
It was the most rational remark which I had heard in Enmore Park.
"Well," he insisted, turning to me, "what is it, then?"
"This man attacked me," said I.
"Did you attack him?" asked the policeman.
The professor breathed hard and said nothing.
"It's not the first time, either," said the policeman, severely, shaking his head. "You were in trouble last month for the same thing. You've blackened this young man's eye. Do you give him in charge, sir?"
I relented. "No," said I, "I do not."
"What's that?" said the policeman.
I was to blame myself. I intruded upon him. He gave me fair warning. The policeman snapped up his notebook.
"Don't let us have any more such goings on," said he. "Now then, move on there, move on."
This to a butcher's boy, a maid, and one or two loafers who had collected. He clumped heavily down the street, driving this little flock before him. The professor looked at me, and there was something humorous at the back of his eyes.
"Come in," said he. "I've not done with you yet."
The speech had a sinister sound, but I followed him nonetheless into the house. The manservant, Austin, like a wooden image, closed the door behind us.